Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
I guess it's 35601.
All right, thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Rhonda Herring.
All right, thank you for that. I've located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
What I'm calling for is, I don't know what this is.
All right, so in order for me to verify that I have located the correct account, I just need you to verify your shipping address.
437, excuse me, Autumnwood Drive, Southwest.
All right, thank you. That gives me access to the account. This is for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides, meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. Looks like it may have been in part with a contest entry for a Dyson.
Oh, God. Okay. Can I cancel it?
Well, we'd like to offer you this at a discounted rate of $20
no,
a month.
No.
All right.
I'm good.
I have you all canceled. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
All right. That number is C, as in cancel, 920.
Uh-huh.
414.
Uh-huh.
194.
Uh-huh.
All right, and is there anything else I can help you with here?
I won't get that money back, will I?
Let me take a look here, 1 second. Unfortunately, it goes through a verification process, ensuring that there's no fraud detected on the line. This purchase was on the 31st of January, so... Mm-hmm. No, ma'am, I'm not able to issue a refund, but I do have you canceled from anything further.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jody.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.